We can develop the quality of inner listening to support the aspects of both samatha and vipassana, concentration and wisdom. If listening to the inner sound, the nada, is something that you find accessible, this is a particular object we can use to support concentration, since it's ever present. Like the breath, it's subtle, doesn't grab our attention on its own. Yet if we bring attention to it and focus upon it, it can be very obvious, vividly apparent. We can use the inner sound in the mode of being a point which excludes, focusing the attention just on that one single perception, to listen to that vibration, and to consciously put everything else aside, absorb the attention fully into the sound. This is one method of its application. Just like with the breath, we can choose to absorb our attention fully and completely into that feeling. We can absorb the mind, absorb the attention into the inner sound. We can also use it as a way of supporting the quality of insight, vipassana, through its aspect of being used as a point which includes. It's letting the sound be a backdrop, a screen against which all other experience is perceived. So rather than focusing upon it and trying to exclude everything else, rather we allow the space of the mind to be filled with that, to let the inner sound be there behind the other sounds that we hear. As I'm speaking now, I can hear it in between my words. It's there when we see, it's there as we feel, it's there when we think. So the development of that perception of that vibration, that inner sound, can be like a screen against which everything else is projected. And through its presence, it helps the mind to remember. It supports the quality of mindfulness, that this is just a sound. This is a voice. This is a feeling in the legs. This is an opinion arising and passing away. This is a plan, a memory, arising and passing away. Just as if we are watching a movie and aware of the screen upon which the movie is projected. To develop the inner listening helps us to remember, this is just a movie. It's only a film. Patterns of consciousness taking shape, changing, dissolving. To develop the inner listening is also a helpful method insofar as the inner sound does not respond to personal will. The mind can adjust the breath, can create a decision to breathe more deeply or more quickly, slowly. But the decision-making process, will, personal will, has no effect upon the inner sound. I can't decide to make it go louder or softer, to change in any way. There can simply be the choice to listen or not. But I can't do anything with it. Because of that lack of control, of personal control, it helps to support the quality of receptivity, listening, receiving, rather than me doing something to get some result. So this has many beneficial qualities. Also, the more we pay attention to it, the greater the level of alertness. For most people, there's a positive feedback loop, so far as the more you focus upon the inner sound, the brighter the mind gets. The brighter the mind gets, the easier it is to focus, and so on. Through listening to the inner sound, which has no particular meaning or content in terms of information, we can just listen. The mind can rest in that quality of attending, listening, receiving. Not liking or disliking, not caught up in the content, just listening. And developing that capacity simply to listen, this helps us also to listen to our own thoughts, free of interest in the content. Just to listen to the mind liking, disliking, remembering, planning, creating a worry, creating an opinion, loves, hates, past, future, me, you. We can listen. As the Buddha said in his teaching to Bahia, let there be in the herd only the herd. Just hearing. Just listening to our own thoughts. I was so good. I was so bad. I want to. We can listen, not pushing it away, not grasping hold, not believing in its content, but just to listen to our own thoughts as if they were the silvery stream of the inner sound. We don't have to dwell upon the content, we don't have to create a meaning. Just listen. And in that listening, there is a spaciousness, a perfect stillness, peacefulness, but yet a great brightness. The mind is awake, alive, attentive. So much grief is created in our lives, so much conflict and tension, through taking our own thoughts to be absolute realities. The mind comes up with a concept. I can't stand this. I've got to have that. This is good. That's bad. Creates memories, plans, and then believes in them as absolute truths. To develop the inner listening in this way, we learn to understand and to know our own thoughts, our memories, our ideas, our opinions, as what they are, mental formations. They're born, they take their shape, they do their thing, they dissolve. If they carry some information, a story, we can consider them to be convenient fictions, my version of a memory, my ideas of an interesting plan, my judgment of a particular situation, the mind's representation of a feeling. That's all. They're convenient fictions, empty. No solid center, no core. It's like a beam of sunlight that we pass our hand through with no resistance. There's a shape there, but nothing solid. A memory, a plan, a mood, an enthusiastic, excited mood, a depressed mood. It's just a mood. Developing the heart that listens, we're able to receive all the different patterns of experience, whether we call it inside or outside, me or the world, good or bad, beautiful or ugly, kusala, akusala. Abhyakata, neutral. There's a receiving. Taking it into the heart, knowing it. That very act of listening feeds the quality of wakefulness. And that wakefulness being attuned to the present moment, then that's what guides action, speech. What's to be done, what's not to be done. So that listening doesn't mean passivity, it doesn't mean making ourselves numb or frozen, but rather there's a sensitivity. It's like the conductor of the orchestra listening to what every instrument is doing, listening, attending, but at the same time, guiding, steering, responding. Through listening, then the heart responds through with mindfulness and wisdom, satipanya, action, speech, the choices to do or to not do, they're guided more and more by satipanya, mindfulness and wisdom, rather than by self-view and habit, compulsions of desire and fear, worry and jealousy, or just the force of habit. The more awake the mind is, the more free of views and opinions, fixed, rigid ideas, plans, the more it can respond appropriately, sensitively, in tune with things. And just as when the conductor is really listening to all the instruments of the orchestra and is gifted to guide and to respond, then what comes forth is beautiful music. That's the result, is alive, harmonious, vital. Our life takes shape in a harmonious, beautiful way. This quality of inner listening can support that, feeds that attunement, helps those potentials, those possibilities to be fulfilled.